boss, I ain't coming back.
You just heard a snippet of the latest single, Leave This House, off the brand new 20th studio album, Open Road, by my very special guest, multi-Juno award-winning artist, Hall of Famer Colin James. Colin James takes the past year and telegraphs eloquently on his 20th studio album, Open Road, saying how important and powerful music is as a communal experience for people. Not only as a means of responding to struggle, but moving through the past together. That is reflected clearly on the results of his new album, and it's a product of his lifelong love affair with the blues and deepest relationships that he's collaborated with here on Open Road. Here to talk about his forthcoming new album, Open Road, here is Canadian Hall of Famer Colin James. How are you?
I'm really well. You know, hitting into fall here, and so nice to know we have some shows on the horizon after this long time without. And but feeling good. We're having a beautiful, sunny Western Canadian day today. All sunny out here in Vancouver.
Wonderful. I am so happy that you're going to be on the road touring. You've got some amazing dates coming up too, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You have delivered 20 plus albums across 30 plus years. When you look back over your career with all of the incredible rich highlights, what moment stands out to you the most?
Wow, one moment out of all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so made up of so many small moments. I suppose, you know, I think about the times, you know, sitting with Carlos Santana at the Gorge. Why was that amazing? Well, for me, not only did we have a nice conversation before I sat in with him, and he surprised me by asking me up that night because I was opening the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting on stage at the Gorge at sunset, playing the Healer with Carlos Santana in this outdoor venue in Washington, you know, that I guess that came up almost immediately in my mind. But opening up for the Stones on three shows years ago with a little big band, you know, that pops into mind just because I never imagined if I opened up for the Stones, I'd be doing it with a swing act, you know, with a full horn section playing late 50s R&B. So, you know, life throws you curves like that, that are shot when you look back on it, you're kind of amazed it happened, you know.
Well, yeah, because you've played with some of the most revered artists in your career. And some of those people like Bonnie Raitt, ZZ Top, Lenny Kravitz, Keith Richards, Mavis Staples is another one. God, there's just so many that you've played with. And one of my very favorites was Jeff Healey. And yeah, like you've played with some of the most amazing artists in the world. Is there any time when you're looking back at Stevie Ray Vaughan and that opening for you, what it feels like today to look back at your career and know that you've accomplished so much?
Well, you know, all those little moments in my life from the time when I first heard Stevie Ray Vaughan to maybe only a month later, being on stage with him, you know. So I went from being someone who thought I heard David, I thought when I heard David Bowie, I thought I was hearing Albert King when I heard Steve Ray Vaughan. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, somebody actually got the great Albert King on a record. somebody in the pop world. And I was just kind of shocked. And when I found out it was this guy from Texas, you know, and I became an instant Uber fan. And would listen to him all day long. I remember being on a long cross Canada, I was playing guitar with a folk musician and at the time, and we were doing a lot of traveling, and I just sit and listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and like I say, next thing you know, I opened up a show for him, and we became kind of fast friends. So it was, again, a very surreal moment.
Wow, what a career. What a career you've had. This album is absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely incredible. When you started out, even wanting to play guitar, who were your influences that you looked up to as your idols?
Before I really knew more than I got to know more as I went. By the time I was in grade 8 or grade 9, well, even earlier, grade 6, Steve Miller, you know, and I, you know, again, I had a chance to play with Steve Miller a few years ago, and again, just like, here's the guy who had a picture of him with a black and white Strat on Fly Like an Eagle, you know. And back at that age, he was one of the guys for me. Carlos Santana was one of the guys. Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those guys were these just mammoths in your mind. And Fleetwood Mac, especially the early Fleetwood Mac, all that stuff influenced me so much. And then as you got a little smarter with your knowledge, Django Reinhardt and,
nice.
You know, all the greats like that. And, there's just so much to learn, and it's taken me this long in my life to kind of discover jazz. I've always loved elements of it, but I was never a jazz fan, and now I've, you know, opened up to Miles Davis and a lot of the greats that way, too.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing when I've seen you so many times. You are one of my favorite artists to see live, and you're such an entertainer. It's just incredible, the work that you do. And just that different, I love the blues. I love your guitar playing. It's always been, you know, if I'm going to listen to anything that's going to pick me up on a hard day, you're one of the ones that I turn to every time.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's great to know.
Yes. Now, you've released your new single out this summer, and that was Down on the Bottom. Tell us about writing this song and producing it in the studio and who you worked with on the single.
I think Down the Bottom came up first, and we followed that up with Open Road.
Mm-hmm.
And lately we have Leave This House is the latest. But Down the Bottom was not written by me. It's a Bob Dylan song, and Bob Dylan actually never recorded it. So it was put together by, there was a record called The New Basement Tapes.
Oh, right.
And Elvis Costello, it was a compilation record, and different writers came together and kind of took Bob Dylan's lyrics and put them to music. So we had a lot of fun. I think it was just, we liked the, you know, I was attracted to the kind of rocking nature of it, and typically great Bob Dylan lyric, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was your choice to use this one as the lead single for this album?
I think we did Blue Highways and Miles to Go, and both of them were kind of a tribute to the blues, and kind of the first time I've allowed my, Blue Highways was maybe the first time I said, okay, I'm just going to, I mean, I did a similar thing, I suppose, with Little Big Band Records and National Steel, but straight blues. And it kind of became the little project that could, you know. I don't think we expected the feedback we got off it, especially in the blues world. Mm-hmm. And Miles to Go, we kind of followed up with a couple originals on it, but again, it was of the same ilk. And then with this one, I just didn't want to do the same thing again. And although I think it's the same producing team, me and Dave Mazzaro's on all three. I think it was important to show a little step forward and be a little bit more adventurous in the grooves on this one. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, like anyone else trying to make a record during the pandemic, we were, you know, we had to get together when we could,
mm-hmm.
and over a kind of a long amount of time. So we did three separate sessions where we got, you know, X amount of bed tracks out of each session. And, you know, I had to do all my work long distance with London, England, with the other producer, because he's moved there now.
Yeah, because he was working out of Abbey Road, right?
We mixed at Abbey Road, but he was working in England in the music business. So we'd have to get together at, you know, at night after hours from like 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock his time, which is about noon to 3 my time.
Mm-hmm.
And although it worked technically just fine, you know, I think you'll talk to anyone in this time of the pandemic that it was just frustrating to get things done.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference for the energy, right? When you're right there in the studio, it makes such a difference when you're recording, right?
Yeah, I heard Adele make a quip about it, how hard it was to make her record recently. And I think anyone making a record in this time, you know, you're used to kind of having full control. And I'm a bit of a nut for the details.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, although I think we got there, it just took longer to get to the details. And just from the space between us, never being in the same room where you could just say something when it came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the whole things that were just challenging. Plus, I had to engineer my own session sometimes. So, you know, I'd be putting the mic in front of the cone and setting the levels. So just, you know, stuff that I hadn't done a lot of that I had to, you know, trial and error with a little bit. But we all made it. We all made it through.
See, the producing hat comes on you at some point.
Yeah, that's right. I got an engineering credit the very first time. So
we're going to play Down on the Bottom by my very special guest, Colin James, here on Music's Journey.
Down on the bottom, down to the last drop in the cup. Down on the bottom, no place to go but up. I was been in trouble, nearly all my life. If I was been in trouble, struggle, scorn, and strife.
I'm your host, Kim Sear. You just heard Down on the Bottom of the album Open Road. You released your video as well. Tell us about making this one.
Well, it was truly my favorite video I've ever been involved in, and not only because it's the son of one of my best friends who made the video, but
it was.
And I've known this kid since he was a little guy. And he's turned into one of the best video makers out there. And, you know, I didn't hire him because he was my friend's son. I hired him because I'd seen the work he'd done with others. And he came over to my house, which he'd been over to before at various dinner parties and whatnot. And he was just so businesslike and so excellent at disseminating what he thought we could do financially and with what we had. And anyway, I just think he did a great job, and it was a small crew, and we did it on a beautiful summer day, and it was just a great experience, and I would love to do that again. I hadn't made a video in a while like that, and it was just really enjoyable. One of my early videos, one of my favorite little pieces of crazy fact is that my Keep on Loving Me Baby video.
I remember
was
that.
Made by Michael Bay. He was the video director on that.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Man, I'm telling you, your career is just incredible. Absolutely. Yeah. Who you've sat in the room with and worked with is just insane. I love the guitar playing in the song, and I love the way that the song, like the way it was arranged in your vocals front and center, and then the video itself, you created one of the most finest root music videos of 2021, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, that's great to hear. I'm really self-conscious about videos. It's really hard. I have trouble watching them, but I really enjoyed, I sure enjoyed making it, and he made it really easy, and thank you. I'm glad to hear that. That's fantastic.
I absolutely love it. Now, this right. whole album has that contemporary feel to it, but we're going to talk about two of the other songs that we're going to highlight just off the album today, and let's talk about Open Road, your title track.
Well, you know, I wanted to find a kind of a nice, deep groove, kind of like in a bit in the J.J. Cale. I have a bit of a J.J. Cale obsession once in a while. My last record had a song called 40 Light Years, and it was kind of a J.J. Cale thing. But really, that's it. And I had something in mind, and I Open Road was a title that just showed early in the song, so I knew I wanted to call it Open Road. I think Open Road kind of has something to do with being shut in, so it became this kind of dream. And the song I wrote with Craig Norde, he's the father of the video maker I was telling you about, Craig Norde of the band The Odds, and he's my just one of my best friends, and I trusted him to get across the idea. I just kind of wanted a kind of a hot summer night vibe, you know, in the song, and I. And really just to talk about the longing of, you know, how life is just, you're born into a certain situation, but it is at the end of the day, you're choosing to get out of it or make the best of it or do what you can.
I think it's great, you know, when you're looking at that for everybody right now. So I think anybody can relate to it, no matter what you're dealing with. It's up to you to whether or not you move forward and just move past it. And it's just something that I think is such a great message, because all of us have an open road in front of us every single day. And it's just how you tackle it, right?
Yeah. There's things that'll get in your way. But So I like that. And it kind of was a nice way. It seemed to be a good album title. And that's
I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's the story of a musician, you know, being on tour and how it fits your life, right? And everything that you've gone through. It's your snippets of time, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about another one, too, and that is As the Crow Flies.
Well, As the Crow Flies is a Tony Joe White song. Tony Joe White, it kind of has come to light recently. Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys did a whole record of covers of Tony Joe White maybe just a few months ago. Or a year ago. I jokingly call him Elvis Trump, because he kind of looks like if you stuck Elvis Presley and Trump together, you'd have Tony Joe White. I'm not politically, but I definitely can tell you looks wise. But anyway, it just had that kind of deep Southern vibe on the original. I love Tony Joe White's version, and it's been covered a fair amount of times. But it was a suggestion, actually, of my good friend Colin Linden. Colin said, have you ever thought of that song? And that's really how that came to life.
Now, you've worked with so many artists on this album, some really great people. So tell us about that and who's all on this one with you.
Well, you know, not unlike my last couple records, it is mostly it's my band. You know, in the past, in some records I've gone to have whole bands of other players. But on the last three, I've kind of used my root band, a few other people from here in Vancouver as well, here and there. But really, it's what we go out live with generally is this band, and I'm proud of that. You know, we have really great year to look forward to coming up around the bend, and we're going through some growing pains. You know, some changes right now, on the road. I've got a new guy joining the band in the next week.
We're starting rehearsal. That's right.
He's flying up from Austin, Texas, and Steve Mariner, myself, and this new guy, Anders Drerup, Drerup, I think maybe 1 hour, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he's coming up from Austin, and we start with these acoustic shows we're doing in the beginning of this, like through November. And we're looking at more across Canada dates in the new year, like in the new year coming up in Canada. And of course, our eyes are on the Buddy Guy dates that we're doing starting in Los Angeles.
Nice.
On the 13th of March, we start with Buddy. So I'm super pumped about that. And I think by the time the tour's over, we'll be doing about 19 shows in the States with Buddy and then some of our own. Yeah.
Nice. You're going to be busy.
Yeah, I'm ready to be busy.
I bet you are.
The only thing is I'll miss my dogs, but, you know.
Oh, you can't take them on the road with you, can you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know what? We're so happy about this album. I would love to be able to spend more time talking with you because there's just so much in your career, I'm telling you. So thank you.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to get back out there with it. That's the thing. I mean, it's been so hard to sit around for 2 years and not play as much as you should. So I just need to, I just can't wait till I do 5 shows in a row and get it going, you know?
Well, the variety of blues you represent on Open Road, we absolutely are so looking forward to. And I love this. Absolutely love this. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And I'd love to do this, you know, on a little bit more detail on another time and be able to talk about your career and play some stuff because we're huge fans here. So we absolutely love you.
Thank you, Kim.
I want to remind fans that they can download the single Down on the Bottom. I wanted to do a special show bringing you some of his greatest hits. Collins' track record includes 19 studio albums, 7 Juno Awards, 27 Maple Blues Awards, and multiple platinum record sales. His album Miles to Go garnered worldwide attention, debuting on the Billboard Blues charts and holding the position for 24 weeks, 14 of those weeks in the top 10. Looking back over Collins' career, you can hear the influences in his music. Colin James' first influences were his parents and their love for folk and bluegrass music. After picking up the penny whistle and the mandolin at the age of 9, Colin graduated to the guitar and began immersing himself into the blues, evolving his own pop spin on it. While being influenced by the likes of Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Jimi Hendrix, Colin formed his first band, the Hoodoo Men, and their first live show was at the Winnipeg Coffee House while still only 16. After making Vancouver his first home, some steady gigs in different venues with his new band, the Nightshades, he eventually built his live reputation enough that he was opening for George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and John Lee Hooker, and then Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. He released his self-titled debut blues rock album that quickly shot up the charts, and the first single, Voodoo Thing, instantly announced that he was going to be the force to be reckoned with. Here is the song that started it all, Voodoo Thing by Canadian rock and blues singer, songwriter Colin James, here on Music's Journey.
Been told.
That was Voodoo Thing by Rock and Blues Hall of Famer Colin James. I don't know about you, but Colin James makes your day just that much better. Just listening to some of his greatest hits in his career so far over the past 30 years. Pretty incredible. A career timeline rich in highlights, his 1988 self-titled debut featured another hit, Five Long Years. This album was the fastest-selling album in Canadian history. It won him his first Juno and an opening spot on tour with Keith Richards. Here is Five Long Years off of the Colin James 1988 self-titled debut album here on Music's Journey. That was Five Long Years by blues and rock singer-songwriter Colin James. His second album, Sudden Stop, featured his hit Just Came Back, which reached number 3 on the U.S. radio charts and earned him the Juno Award for Single of the Year. Here is Just Came Back by singer-songwriter Colin James here on Music's Journey. That was Just Came Back off of Colin James' second album, Sudden Stop. This song scored him number 1 in Canada and placed in the top 10 in the U.S. 3 other singles were released, with Keep On Lovin' Me Baby, If You Lean On Me, and Tea for Trouble, all helping to gain platinum status and make the album number 2 on the U.S. charts. The album featured background vocals of Bonnie Raitt as well as the Memphis horns rounding out the sound. Here is Keep On Lovin' Me Baby by multi-Juno Award winner Colin James here on Music's Journey.
want you to love me. But I want you to love me. You know it pleases me. Well, I want you to kiss me. Well, I want you to kiss me. Well, I want you to kiss me. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, baby. You know it pleases me. Feel all right. Keep on loving me, girl. Wow, 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 wow. Keep on loving me, baby. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, baby. You know it pleases me.
That was Keep On Loving Me Baby off the Sudden Stop album by Colin James. This music is bringing some really good, amazing memories for me. I love how the music can heal whatever kind of day you're having today, so I hope it's doing it for you. I'm your host, Kim Sear. I have another song off the Sudden Stop album that should keep the party going. Here is Tea for Trouble by Colin James here on Music's Journey.
What you say? What you say? What you say?
That was the hit that brought some more statues for Colin James. I am sure you are remembering exactly where you were the first time you heard this one. That was Tea for Trouble by Colin James. Here is If You Lean on Me by multi-Juno Award winner Colin James here on Music's Journey.
That you could almost scream, this world can be so cold. Sometimes you just don't know how you're gonna survive. Listen, baby.
That was If You Lean on Me off the Sudden Stop album that gained platinum status and made number 2 on the US charts. Colin James went out on more non-stop touring dates in North America for nearly a full year before embarking on a series of shows in Germany, France, and Sweden with ZZ Top. More Junos would follow, walking home with Best Single for Just Came Back and Male Vocalist of the Year. Colin was next credited with launching the swing revival thanks to his wildly popular Little Big Band, which has released 4 successful albums to date. The natural evolution in his music continued for 3 years later with his release of the 1993 Colin James and the Little Big Band. This was definitely a stray from what was the norm on radio at the time, a departure from his pop blues that he mastered after only 2 records. Recorded with Rhode Island's legendary Roomful of Blues horn section and produced by Chris Kimsey, it featured 40s and 50s jump jive tunes and the covers of Roscoe Gordon, Roy Brown, and Ike Turner songs. This music brought home certified double platinum albums, leading to tours across North America. We remember this one at weddings and other special events that we've all gotten up on the dance floor to, and that's Breaking Up the House, another huge hit for Colin James.
Over in the house, every night, bet they have a meeting with some kind of fight. Yes, they're breaking up the house. Showing up the fatty, yes, we're breaking up the house.
Every night.
Yeah, breaking up the house.
Every night.
If we don't have a meeting, everybody's gonna get real tight. Yeah. My wife joined a club called the Raising Sun. Raising up the roof. Breaking up the house.
Every night.
Man, breaking up the house.
Every night.
If we open up a bottle and everybody gets real tight. Last night and the night before, 55 people came walking through my door. Yeah, they're breaking up the house.
Every night.
Oh, they're breaking up the house.
Every night.
And if they don't have a meeting, they're gonna have some kind of fight.
That was Breaking Up the House by Colin James. I'm going to play you another fan favorite. This was a favorite worldwide, and it is Rocket to the Moon. So let's play that one right now. Here is Colin James on Music's Journey.
Feel like flying, baby. Gonna take a rocket to the moon. Gonna take a rocket to the moon. Said somebody, baby, if I don't get back soon. When I come down, honey, landed in the middle of the sea. When I come down, honey, land me in the middle of the sea. I keep looking for my baby. I know she's watching out for me. Speed. Hey, I got a fine old streamline, it really ain't
baby. Got a rocket to my baby. I give her everything she needs.
That was Rocket to the Moon. I bet you that one's got you up and moving a little bit. That's got some fond memories for a lot of us. I'm going to switch it up for you for just a little bit. Here is Into the Mystic off the 2006 Limelight album for Colin James here on Music's Journey.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. And our modern boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly as we sailed into the mystic. And when that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And when that foghorn blows, I want to hear it. Just like way back in the days of old. And together we will flow as we sail into the mystic.
foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And when that foghorn blows, I wanna hear it, I don't wanna fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul. And just like way back in the days of old, and together we will flow as we sail into the mystic.
I love that one. That was Into the Mystic by the multi-award winner, entertainer, singer-songwriter Colin James. The next one I'm going to play is off the 2009 Rooftops and Satellite album. Here is another hit, Man's Gotta Be a Stone by Colin James here on Music's Journey.
Man's gotta be a stone. Man's gotta be a stone. Man's gotta carry that weight and get back home. Got one life to live, baby, one life to live. I gotta fill it up so I can get back what I give. I gotta get wise today. I'm gonna have to find a way to work till I get it right and make it pay.
That was Man's Gotta Be a Stone off Rooftops and Satellites. Soon after the North American tour, on his European leg of the tour, Colin James opened up for the Rolling Stones. Colin James then teamed up with a longtime friend, Colin Linden, for the 1997's National Steel, a stripped-down return to the Delta Blues influences, which helped the album become one of his most critically successful albums and earned him another Juno Award. In 2016, Blue Highways landed Colin on another chart. The album spent 10 weeks at number one on the Roots Music Blues charts. It also landed him one of his biggest hits, Riding in the Moonlight, a Willie Dixon song that garnered millions of streams on Spotify. Here is Colin James.
Oh baby, won't you ride with me tonight? Oh baby, won't you ride with your daddy tonight? Cause you ride so easy while the moon is shining bright. Oh baby, I wanna throw you a party tonight. Oh baby, I wanna throw you a party tonight. I wanna ride with your honey while the moon is shining bright. Well, it's kinda getting hard, baby, I'm going from door to door. Look at you right now, I will never be back no more. Used to be down, baby, now I'm up. You can tip your hat at me, son. You can call me Mr. Love. Day. I want you to ride with me, darling, honey, till the break of day. Mm-hmm. I want you to ride with me, baby, honey, till the break of day.
That was Riding in the Moonlight, one of the biggest hits for Colin James. Over the years, Colin has worked with some of the world's most revered artists, including Bonnie Raitt, Albert Collins, Pop Staples, Robert Cray, Albert King, Keith Richards, Lenny Kravitz, ZZ Top, Melvis Staples, just to name a few, Carlos Santana, Johnny Halliday, Jeff Healey, and Buddy Guy. In addition to his own recording and touring, Colin is a prolific songwriter. His music has been recorded by the likes of Maria Mulder, Johnny Halliday, Lucinda Williams, and the Western Swing Authority. Upon his 2019 release, Miles to Go, Colin earned the Juno Award for Blues Album of the Year, as well as 6 Maple Blues Awards in several blues categories. Here is one of the singles that hit the top of the charts in Canada and the U.S., and it's called 40 Light Years by multi-award winner and Hall of Famer Colin James.
Put your feet on the dashboard, baby, take a ride and come on. There's nothing left to lose but the moon, now the money's all gone. And when you get back down, wait all night for you to come around. I'd like to get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. You could come a little closer, but you're 40 light years away. What you gonna do, honey, now that the sun's gone down?
trying to find love when you're living in one horse town. I've had the blues for 14 days, 'cause there's a hole in the sky and it's here to stay. I'd like to get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. I wanna get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. They come and go all night long. Buffalo girls blind, will they burn the dance floor down, way down. Well, it's a long dark road, baby, where you been? I keep knocking, but I can't come in. I came to get you home, but you're 40 light years away. I need to get you back, but you're 40 light years away. I wanna get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. I need to get to know you, but you're 40 light years away.
That was 40 Light Years by Canadian blues entertainer Colin James off the Miles to Go album. This is a special celebration of Colin James' 20th studio album release, plus his greatest hit highlights over his 30-year career. He continues to sell out shows across Canada with sold-out tours over the past several years. Colin was inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame in 2014. Colin released his landmark 20th album, Open Road, on November 5th via Stony Plain Records. Colin will support the new album, which is being released on both CD and vinyl LP formats, with substantial touring in Canada and the US. So you don't want to forget to take a look at colinjames.com for all the latest tour dates, music, and videos. I'm going to play you another song, and it's called There's a Fire from the Colin James brand new 20th studio album, Open Road, here on Music's Journey.
There's a fire, fire burning in our hearts. There's a fire. Fire burning in our hearts. Oh, we gotta make a change. It's not too late to start. Can't go on like this. Tomorrow starts today. Yeah. We can't go on like this.
tomorrow starts today. Sometimes it takes all you got when you gotta find another way.
Was There's a Fire. I really love this one. This one's a really cool tune. It kind of reminds you of some of those blues hits that he's had before, and it's just such a great song. And that's from the 20th studio album off Open Road, available right now on all streaming platforms. I'm going to play another favorite here for you, one that you are going to absolutely love. I'm going to play Cadillac Baby. This one will get your feet tapping and get you up on the dance floor. Here is Cadillac Baby by swing rocker Colin James here on Music's Journey.
Cadillac Baby, how that woman loves a ride. Yeah, Cadillac Baby, how that woman loves a ride. She's crazy about that high dramatic, gives her such an easy ride. She loves her rolling, how she loves the ball of jack. Yeah, crazy about her rolling, how she loves the ball of jack. She's crazy about that easy riding, crazy about that Cadillac. Turn on the radio, cruise on down the avenue. Yeah, turn on the radio, cruise on down the avenue. She's crazy for my caddy, crazy for my baby too. Well, long about midnight, she came knocking on my door. Yeah, long about midnight, she came knocking on my door. Gotta take out that caddy, baby, one
come on. Loves that Cadillac.
Cadillac Baby by Hall of Famer Colin James. What an amazing song to get you up and dancing around the room. Boy, we need that today. So I hope this one's lifting you up just like it is for me. Great memories dancing to this song. I'm going to hit you with another great tune. Here is Surely I Love You by 7-time Juno Award winner, artist and Hall of Famer Colin James here on Music's Journey.
Surely, surely. Surely, surely, ah, 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 ah. Well, I love her, but I love her, but I love her, but I love her, but I love you. Come rain, come snow, come, come sunshine. Your love would stop the rain. It would melt the snow. Cause you're mine, mine. And all I got to say when I feel this way is that I love her, but I love her, but I love her, but I love her, but I love you. Well, I love you because, darling, you're so real. You show this heart of mine and all of you. Surely, 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 ah, ah, ah.
That was Colin James with Surely I Love You. I am your host, Kim Sear, bringing you that good kind of feeling here today with this special show highlighting the new music and some of the greatest hits by Colin James. I hope you enjoyed your virtual concert with me celebrating Colin James and some of your favorite hits and some songs off the new 20th studio album, Open Road. I want to remind everybody you can purchase the new album, Open Road, on all your streaming platforms. You can share it on all your playlists and socials. Don't forget that you can request any of the songs that we've played today at your local radio station. A great big thank you for my very special guest, Colin James, for coming on the show. What a pleasure that was. You can hear all the interviews at musicsjourney.com, or you can hear my podcast on all your streaming platforms under Music's Journey Podcast. You can read all the articles with the latest videos and music and news from all the artists that I interview here on nowandthenmagazine.com. I've got some great shows coming up for you with Shane Connery Volk. He's the frontman and lead singer for One Bad Son, and he's got a solo single out and some special news with his new single, Shiver. So you're going to stay tuned for that one. That one's going to be coming up. We've got rock band FKB, Lemon Cash, Michelle Wright, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, Jamie Warren, Sean Jones, Annika, Cross Parallel, Dan Davidson, and so many more. So don't forget, you can check out all the articles and the latest videos, music, and news of all the artists that I interview here at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. I'll see you next time here on Music's Journey.
As the crow flies, baby, I ain't too far from you. As a crow flies, baby, well, I ain't too far from you. Yeah, but since I don't have wings, I can't get home as fast as I want to. Very best. As fast as I want to.